This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
FM Guardian Radio, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. You're tuned in to Remark. Goth is still out of studio today, but you have Kiabi in your company. Good afternoon, everyone. It's a really hot and humid Sunday, but we're going to have a really, really good discussion today. Unfortunately, our guest that we promised last week had a date mix-up and they're unable to attend, but we still have a really, really good show planned for you today. And I know this is going to really cause for us to pause and think. That's what today's show is designed for us to do, to really pause and think. And, you know, we're going to continue on the path that we're talking about. You know, anytime I get an opportunity to be in these forums and to be in your company, I always want to talk about those generational shifts and what my generation and the generation after me, what our plans are, where we fit in into society today. And very quickly, I'm going to throw out the numbers to call into the show. It's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and anywhere from our beautiful family islands, 242-300-5720. And the text lines are 422-4796. And this is Remark, and you know, Remark is a mix of biblical and political blend. And as we like to call ourselves, or we're known to be a Christian nation in the Bahamas, I want to open up a little bit. I don't know if God rubbing off on me today, But I want to open up from the book of Matthew, 25:14-30. And obviously, it's going to be condensed for our purpose today. But for those of you who are familiar with the word, you know where I'm taking you already. And it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like man traveling into a far country, who called his servants and delivered his goods to them. To one, he gave 5 talents, to the other, 2. And another one, he gave 1, according to their ability. Then he went on his journey. The servant who had received 5 talents went at once and traded with them and made 5 more. Likewise, the one who gained 2 more. But the one who had received 1 talent went and dug a hole into the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master returned and settled accounts. The servants who multiplied their talents were praised. Well done, good and faithful servant. But the one who buried his talent was rebuked. You wicked and slothful servant. You should have at least put my money with the bankers so I could have received interest. And so his talent was taken and given to the one with 10. Now, I wanted to begin with that story because it's more than a parable. It's a warning. When we don't use the talents, skills, and opportunities that God has given us, we bury not just our potential, but our future. This evening, we want to dive deeper into a conversation that speaks directly to the heart of our young people here in the Bahamas. For decades, the older generations, boomers, Gen X's, have carried the torch of leadership, business, and politics. They've invested heavily in sending their children and grandchildren off to school, often at great personal sacrifice. But too many young Bahamians return home with degrees, skills, and vision, only to be told to sit small until their name called. Today, I want us to unpack the generational gap and explore whether young people are truly being given the space to lead and ask, how do we ensure that our gifts, talents, and education don't go to waste, but instead make room for us as the Bible says we do? Again, the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from our lovely family of islands, 300-5720. And the text lines is 422-4796. And I want to jump straight into this and before we take a break today. And I want to talk about the generational gap in investment versus opportunity. You know, Bahamians, we love to send our children off abroad to school, to the fanciest of schools. We invest heavily, spending all our dollars. And this conversation was really sparked, this topic today, by our last conversation with Garth and myself on Guardian Today on Friday. And we ended off talking about where, you know, you have to sit small. You go off, you get these degrees, and you come in and you want to take over. And you have so much ideas of these organizations. But an older gentleman said, no, y'all got to wait your turn. So today I am asking the question of why are we investing? Why are we taking all our money? I talk about taking out educational loans to send our children off to school, so that they can have the best possible opportunities. And then many families, I mean their last. And then the reality check is when they return home, jobs and leadership roles are scarce, leading to underemployment among youth. Is it because of the theory in psychology? There's a theory called Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, after education, young people expect to move towards self-actualization, using these talents and finding purpose, but instead, they're met with this sit small, sit in that corner. It ain't your time yet. This begins to create that frustration that we're seeing in society, the stagnation, and sometimes it leads to even brain drain. Young bohemians are permanently leaving this country. It's at a rapid rate for better opportunities. A young bohemian with a master's degree, working in a call center, or waiting tables because leadership roles are reserved for those with decades of experience. Imagine this, parents, and I know a lot of you listening in today, my older generation, you've sacrificed to pay tuition, yet your child still isn't allowed to multiply their talents. They're being told, come home, come and build the Bahamas. But when they get there, when they get to these government offices, when they get to these private institutions and sectors, they're met with, oh, you think because you go on and get this piece of paper and you get this degree that you know something. They're met that you don't have the wisdom, the experience, and the knowledge to do what I'm doing right here now. So I'm going to let us ponder and sit on that and take our first break today. But before we go, the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. The text lines is 422-4796. And this is Remark with Gabby.
Look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Looking for your dream job in paradise? At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, we're hiring. And with over 200 positions available, we're confident you'll find your perfect fit. Whether you're passionate about keeping guests safe as a lifeguard, or if mixing up refreshing cocktails as a bartender is more your speed, there's a spot waiting just for you. Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career to explore openings and apply today.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
FM Guardian Radio. You're tuned in to Remark. And for those of you just joining us today, Garth is out today and he'll be back in next Sunday. Him and Darvin chopping it up with you. So Gabby is in your company, filling in for them with them. And we'll also be back on tomorrow between 12 to 2 on Guardian News Today. So right before we went to break, we were chopping it up on, you know, the role that young people really have to play and if there is truly a seat for them at the table. And as we're in election season now and we see all of these things going on in our country, crime spiraling out of control, immigration, all of these social ills we see happening in our country, many of them involving young persons, many of them directly affecting everyone, all age groups, it doesn't matter what. And so the question is asked about the involvement right now, the participation that young people have to play. As we are getting ready to gear up and political parties are gearing up for an election cycle, and all of them tote these new ideas, new vision, new this, new that, with the same mindset, persons are saying. People are saying these are the same ideas, the same thing from independence we've been toting. Is there truly any integration of fresh ideas? Is there truly any integration of political participation of young people? We have young people under 40 make up more than half of the voting populace in the Bahamas. Yet the turnout among Bahamian youth is consistently low. Voters under the age of 40 are uninterested, unimpressed, unengaged. They are saying that their representatives do not reflect their views, their opinions. Nobody is listening. Their concerns aren't being heard. But is this, the psychology behind this, is this learned helplessness? When people feel their actions don't lead to change, they disengage themselves. So many young people now see politics as the same faces and the same results. Last week, we had National Vice Chairman for the Free National Movement, Denari, on. And this week, it was my hope to bring on one of the vice chairmen from the PLP. But due to a conflicting scheduling, we didn't get that to happen. There was a mix-up. But we want to try and do that because we really want to hear what our young people from all political divides are saying across this country. And this is a question to anyone over the age of 40 years old, because the average lifespan of a person in the Bahamas is actually around 70 to 74, depending on which sex you're looking at. The average lifespan of a male is about 70 years old. Female, 77 in the Bahamas. So that means middle-aged men and women are 35 years old. So you're telling a 35-year-old with, in some cases, often cases, having an 18-year-old child that they still too young to be a part of this conversation, that they aren't allowed. They don't have the knowledge and the wisdom to participate in this process, but they are old enough to do everything else. They're old enough to understand, to go to the poll and mark their X. They're old enough to do all these things in society except contribute to its growth and development. A couple friends of mine, we were really discussing this, right? And one of the examples brought up, it's like watching a basketball game where the coach refuses to sub in fresh players. So you could imagine, you know how we like our teams, and when some of our star players get hurt, we watched in the last set of games when Curry was out and numerous star players were hurt. And we see how younger players had to be subbed in and really carry these teams. But imagine if the coach refused and said, you know what? We ain't playing. I don't trust these players enough to carry us to where we need to be. We see the dynamics in sport completely changing because all of these, the NFL, the NBA, everything is bursting now with fresh energy. New players coming in. This is the reason why we have the NFL drafts, the NBA drafts, because to constantly infuse what we already have, the wisdom, the knowledge of the game, with new players who are hungry and have the energy to learn. We heard about this bridge to the future for years. We've heard about this bridge to the future, political gaps, all of these things, the baton being passed on. You didn't spend all that money for your child to go off to school and they come back only to be told, no, sweetie, I didn't really have this baton for you. This is a ceremonious baton. You just sit right there and just smile so we could say we have young people behind us, but it really doesn't mean anything. Carla, I'm going to invite you. What say you? You're live on there.
Hey, yes, what's happening?
Everything's good. How are you?
Oh, what happened? The PLB fella didn't show up today, or y'all just...
No, it was a scheduling conflict.
So, okay, then, no
yes,
problem at all.
Those things happen.
I call on to say, allow me to give my condolences out to Miss Heather Hunt on the passing of her husband. First things
yeah.
first. But now, what I want to say, the FNM is now showing signs of desperation and a sign of loss. Because if you're going to have a Zoom meeting, they're trying to take a page out of the PRB's book. Everybody that noticed that now. But if you're going to start in the East, you don't think at least you should have the candidate for Elizabeth, the candidate for Seabreeze, to speak at a Zoom meeting in the East? What they can do now? When they do decide if they're going to run Dr. Dwayne Sands or not in Elizabeth, or whoever they're going to run in Seabreeze, they'll have another Zoom meeting? It doesn't seem like they're trying to flip something, bring something up.
Wow. This is an interesting view. I mean,
look at it. Let's be real about it. You're going to bring the woman from Marathon, which is in the center of the island, almost to the center, to Elizabeth to make up
Eastern.
The number? The talk?
Yeah, you don't believe that they should have had this Zoom meeting until they've officially...
At least have your members' apartment for the East.
Have all the members.
You're going to bring
East.
In. You're bringing in Shannon Dawn Cartwright as the deputy leader, but they haven't named Shannon Dawn Cartwright as a candidate as yet, even though he is a sitting member of parliament. That is what they try to pull on the PLB. Oh, y'all need to name some candidates. What are you going to name candidates for if you have sitting members of parliament?
Yeah, it's different when you're in government. It's definitely different when you're in government because you have active members of parliament in their roles. They are incumbents.
Yeah.
And unless you're replacing them, and the idea is you're gonna go in with all the people because their record would have spoken for itself, that you don't need to name to say that they are going to be new candidates.
But if the PLP decides that they don't want to run a candidate, they can do that in six, seven weeks. They're the sitting government. So they if they do it, only one person knows when election is going to be. That's the prime minister. So he ain't gonna call the election without having his ducks in a row, eh?
I would hope so.
That's the trick part to that.
I would hope so. I would hope he would have learned the lessons of his predecessor.
Oh no! He would never. I love Mr. Minnis. I love Mr. Minnis, but I don't think Mr. Davis would pull a Minnis.
Well, we'll wait and see. Like you said, the only person that knows the date is the prime minister, and we will wait to see what's happening.
Okay, but let me say this in closing, because I know some more people who want to get onto the show.
Yes, sir.
The chairman for Carmichael branch of the FNM openly now supports the PLP.
Mm.
Richard Johnson, the former vice chairman, openly supports the PLP. The chairman now for the FNF Elizabeth Estate is now openly supporting the PLP. So you don't think the FNF is just crumbling right before their eyes? And they hate, you know, when somebody has a problem, but you could never help that person with that problem unless they realize that they have a problem.
This is interesting. So do you think that there needs to be integration then of new ideas, fresh ideas into there? And that brings us to what we're talking about today, about young people, young, fresh talent, some new ideas coming in. Is that what you're saying, Carla?
If the FNM was serious about young, fresh talent, they wouldn't have done what they did in South Beach.
Mm.
You bring a reject from Abaco.
Lord, you giving us a
the young
today
man
on
being in South Beach over 2.5 years working. And in 3 days, they never even know who the candidate was or who the candidate would be until they saw it on Facebook.
Oh, wow, this is powerful.
I hope
the FNMs are tuning in
and
calling to respond to you.
I want somebody
to
do
these claims.
Because I'm listening.
I hope they're tuning in. So thank you so much for your call. And we'll be in touch. Thanks. Next caller, go ahead.
How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I was interested in the remarks you made. Do I understand you to say that the young people feel that the parties that exist today are just having them take photo ops, but no real chance of them having an active role in the development of politics in the country?
That's where the conversation is going, for sure.
Okay, good. All right.
That's what we're saying. Mm-hmm.
Did you also say that there's more than 40%, the voting population, the largest voting population under the age of 40?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
According to statistical data.
Speak a little louder for me.
According to statistical data, yes.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Now, if the present parties are not accommodating the young people, sit small, we'll take your picture, smile for the camera, and that's it. Those talented young people can form their own entity and take the election over.
Mm.
They have the majority of votes. They ought to organize themselves according to Article 24.1 of your Constitution to protect their interests.
Mm.
And if the parties are not protecting their interests, they have the authority constitutionally to protect their own interests.
Mm.
And that is what young people need to do in this country today. Do not wait for some other people to give you a chance, because you can see where some people are holding on to power. They don't want to change.
Mm.
They're not showing any interest according to their actions. And it is important that young people recognize their constitutional authority to be organized for the express purpose of taking over the government. That is what they need to do. Do not wait for a political party to give it to you.
Wow.
And even though those particular parties have youth groups or young groups in their particular organizations, that's a small number of people.
Mm-hmm.
But the overwhelming majority of them are not even a part of those youth groups. The overwhelming majority of the young people are outside of that thing. You are choosing a parliamentary representative in your particular constituency, and the young people need to register, organize themselves, and take decisive action. This is where leadership comes in. Do not wait for some other people to do it for you. And if they ain't sure how to do that, they could call me. I'll be glad to help them.
Who am I speaking with, Carla?
I'm speaking with Professor Sidney MacArthur Walter Thompson.
Sidney MacArthur Walter Thompson. May
yes.
I ask, what are you a professor?
They could call me at Global Radio.
May I ask, what are you a professor in?
FM, because I'm going to be doing a show tomorrow from 2 to 4.
Okay. What are you a professor in?
The same subject that you mentioned today. I was delighted when I heard you give the statistical information. Young people do not have to wait for the older persons who simply don't want to do anything. Just let them rest on the side. They have the numbers. They have the majority. They can take over the government quickly in the next general election.
But, Professor, we have persons from your generation saying that this cannot happen. This cannot, that they are now... And when we look at even the psychology of it, is this now them feeling a sense of helplessness because they're being blocked in every avenue that and every corner we turn in terms of the resources, even in terms of education, all this stuff. And when I opened up the show earlier, I spoke about you invest thousands of dollars to send your child off to school.
Yes, you do.
But then you... accept, you as the parent now, accept the fact that when they come back, the amount of roadblocks that they're met with, that they still aren't wise enough. Oftentimes we see people sending their children to university in cities and countries and places they've never stepped foot in.
Yes.
They trust them enough to send them miles and miles away where they can't get in a car and check on them if something happened.
Exactly.
But they don't trust them enough to come in and take senior roles in not only government, but in private enterprises?
No, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I have seen it happen. And this is why young people, they are not helpless, you know. It's a matter of taking a bold step. And any time when you try to make a bold step, you're going to have opposition.
Mm.
I'm experiencing that myself. Mm. But with God's help, they can win the next general election, and we could take all of this tremendous talent in young people. I have a lot of hope for young people. They can do things what the older generation cannot do. There has to be a blending of the older generation and the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to find that some of the older ones will work with them.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you cannot just sit back and look at it from a helpless position.
Mm-hmm.
You have the constitutional authority. And this is what I think young people don't understand.
No, because civics
it's
isn't
right
being
there
taught,
in
Professor.
Black and white in your constitution.
How can they
the supreme law of the land. Nobody can stop you.
How can they understand it when civics isn't a mandated subject? In schools, it starts right there with the educational system in our country. Right
no,
now,
not,
that's
I'm not
an
disagreeing
option.
With you at all. That's been
option.
Going on for 52 years, ma'am.
But who is now going to change that?
It's going to take people like you and me and the young people to change it by putting the right people in authority in this country for that to happen. Right now, as I speak to you, you cannot wait on these who are there now. Because they have not done it in 52 years.
Mm.
You have to find alternative measures, and this is what I'm working on, to get as much information to the public in the way how the government of the Bahamas ought to function, so that when they go in that box to be able to cast that ballot, they will cast that ballot for the right person in their particular area. That's how it's done. But you can't sit back and wait on political parties who want you to just smile for the camera and then go about their business, and you get left out in the cold. Since the young people have the votes, they need to organize themselves consistently in each area, each constituency, outside of the realms of these political parties. Okay. That's the stand you're going to have to take, ma'am. Since they're not listening to you, they don't listen to you, then you can't listen to them. Wow. Because it's sad, I see young people come to this country with all this tremendous talent and ability, and then the fellas say, you overqualified.
Oh, boy.
That's not right. Mommy and daddy sent you to school. You come back, because I heard the fella talking about the drones. Mm-hmm. Tremendous talent and ability. I got to have him on my show. But the point is, we are not using the potential of our young people. Because we need growth in this country. And another thing, ma'am, let me just add this to it. We're losing too many young men.
Yeah.
They're not getting as young as I am.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stop that, too. We need all the men we can get. These young men, strong, healthy young men. We need to help them to get on their feet. But it's a matter of organizing themselves to take over the government of the Bahamas. So I'm going to speak that tomorrow on Global Radio 99.5 FM between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, caller. Thank you so much, Professor.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Have a good day. So these are the things that we've been talking about. So if we have now in society, we have listeners, persons from the older generation saying, it's not us holding you back. So then this leads to a bigger question, who are the gatekeepers? Who is it holding the keys and holding progression back? Who is it that is saying, I'm not done yet? I think Winston Churchill, it reminds me of Winston Churchill. I think Winston Churchill had several strokes before he decided that he wasn't going to give up on governance. That power, is it that power? These people are so power driven and power hungry that even after the time of retirement age, they refuse to train, mentor, promote, and foster an environment where young people can lead, grow, and truly succeed them in ways that we've never seen possible. Right now, we have so much artificial intelligence coming on stream. I always like to say computers came around to the millennial generations with the introduction of computers and all this information. So you started to be able to get information more readily. You didn't have to go and search in the library and comb libraries around the country, reading thousands of pages through books to get the information that you seek to obtain. Now, with a click of a button, you can type in the subject matter, whatever it is you're looking for. And these search engines pull from all those sources that you would have found in a library. They pull them in so that you can have the information readily available at your fingertips. So the caller would have mentioned that young persons need to start to organize themselves. Is it that we cannot let these political parties continue to divide us in a way that they've divided the country and divided everything for the past 52 years? I think we even allow, in certain points, religion to divide us. And then what influence does the church have to play in this? What role is the church playing? We're losing a lot of young men to crime in this country, to violence. Fathers, daughters, mothers crying out. Recently, a a spree of murders. Young men, I think all was under the age of 25 years old. In the most recent set of homicides. And we don't see a problem. And we hear there ain't a problem. According to the Royal Bahamas Police Force, major crime is trending down. And while you run the numbers, it's trending down. But is the level of violence that we're seeing still sufficiently down to the point where one time ago you could have gone to any one of your neighbor's house when your parents ain't there, and if you needed something, ask for something. If you needed sugar, if you needed milk, if you needed cream, you could have asked for something. We're losing that brotherly, that neighborly love. Where if you was outside of the house and your neighbor knew your mother or your father was at work and you was supposed to be in that house and they saw you on the street, they had all right and authority to cut your hip and send you packing right back inside. If they saw you doing anything. Nowadays, we have there was an incident, I believe, on Grand Bahama, it was, where a parent bum rushed and landed. It was may have been the principal of the school, administrator, or someone of the school, landed in hospital. You cannot even call nowadays and say that, hey, Johnny was misbehaving at school without hearing. Well, what you say that? What you say? What you say to Johnny? What you do? There is a lack of the ability to communicate and resolve conflict. I saw a video circulating viral on social media, and it seemed to have taken place in Bimini, where you had a group of people in the street cussing and carrying on, ready to brawl. There seems to be no control anymore in this country. It's a free-for-all. The land of opportunity, the sun that Timothy Gibson wanted us to lift our heads to. Where the march on Bahama land, to that common loftier gold, does that still exist amongst us? And it's really sad when we look at where we've come 52 years later. In 2021, Barbados transitioned into a republic. It was a bold move, but it was heavily influenced by a new generational thinking. It shows what's possible when younger voices push for change. You heard what the caller said? Young people have to organize themselves. This can't be a issue of take what we give you. Sit small. And yes, I agree that there is a space to seek wise counsel. But at some point, that counsel has to know that, like Grammy used to say, every tub got to sit on their own bottom. And if you continue to say that, they're not ready to step out. Bill and those, they were in their 20s, late 20s, early 30s, when they ushered in a majority rule government. Many of them young men. When we see all the laborers and all the movements that this country, that has transformed and shaped this country that we see today, young men, they weren't in there. Many of them, a few of them, were upper in age, 50s, 60s. But many of them, under the age of 40, knowing that they wanted a better Bahamas for, this is the generation that they wanted a better Bahamas for. But have we regressed? Or do we intend to progress? Do we truly intend to be the change that our forefathers fought for? There is no way that the Bahamas today cannot replicate the model of Singapore. Singapore pulled up its bootstraps and said, we ain't gonna be no third world nation. In no way. With all of the resources, human resources that we have here, that we are going to sit in third world status. We always talk about how the Bahamas is so rich with opportunity. Why you think everybody won't come here? If there was nothing here, if this land was barren and full of waste, the amount of immigrants we see fleeing here, when they have so many other Caribbean countries around us that they are passing to flee to the Bahamas, and we want to get mad. We want to get mad when we see the last names of the children that are taking advantage of our educational systems, taking advantage of the opportunities, though few. They are on a mission to do better, to be better. Is it that we've become comfortable and complacent where we are? This is the conversation that we must have. When it comes to politics, you would hear, like God say, the phone's ringing off so you could row about your party. But are you as passionate about your country? Are you as passionate about your people? Because red, yellow, green, blue, black, white, listen, we are supposed to be one nation. And we let the politics divide us until we are blinded. And we cannot even see that in 52 years of independence, progression has been stagnant. We have not been progressing the way that we should be. And before we go to the break, I'm going to throw the numbers out there again. The numbers are 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 300-5720. Our text line is 422-4796. Listen, we can't keep waiting on the world to change. We have to be the change makers. We have to be the change makers. We're going to take a quick break. This is Remar with Gabby. We're all misunderstood. They say we stand for nothing and there's no way we ever could. Now we see everything that's going wrong with the world and those who lead it. We just feel like we don't have the means.
Taking a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Looking for your dream job in paradise? At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, we're hiring. And with over 200 positions available, we're confident you'll find your perfect fit. Whether you're passionate about keeping guests safe as a lifeguard, or if mixing up refreshing cocktails as a bartender is more your speed, there's a spot waiting just for you. Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career to explore openings and apply today.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Remark, and if you're just tuning in, this is Gabby. God is out today. God say, Lord, Gabby, I need a vacation. I need a vacation. They're pulling me left, right, and center. But you know, I'm very thankful for the opportunity that he entrusts me with his listeners to keep you all engaged in the dialogue, to keep us really talking about the things that we need to talk about to move this country forward. Thank you so much, God. You know, anytime I get the opportunity, I have to publicly thank him for the opportunity that he gives me as a young person for my voice to be heard around the Bahamas. And thank you to Guardian Radio as always. I want to get in a few of your text messages before we talk more on this topic of young people and the role they have to play in the Bahamas, because I know a lot of us, sometimes we don't want to be heard. We don't want people to know if it's us. So we hide behind that because we're told that you can't go in there and you can't outshine the master. See, that's the book my friend says, oh, bear, y'all reading that 48 Laws of Power in one context. And that is telling you that the rule, the law number one is don't outshine the master. My God. It's telling you that with all your gifts, the Bible says, everything I have, I place, everything you need, I placed in your hands. Your talents and your gifts will make room for you. Yet, there are still persons saying to, when you get in those rooms, shrink yourself. Don't show up and show out. Don't, but then in the same breath, you're telling me to put my best foot forward? How you figure that? And then you wonder why we have so many young persons confused because of the mixed messages that we are getting. So I'm going to read some of these texts. The texter says, please note, we have an easy fix to crime and empowerment in this country. But it seems to be intentional by most past leaders in all areas. We can get these problems solved over a few years. Read this again. The texter says this seems to be intentional. We don't really, we ain't care to really fix the problems. Another texter says, good evening, Gabby. I come home with a master's degree, but the only job I could find is in retail. Every time I apply for a higher position, they say I need 10 years experience. Well, how I gonna get experience if no one gives me a chance? My God. The texters say y'all would, I gone off to school, get all this degree, and you, I get the master's degree y'all asking for, but ain't nobody want to take a gamble on me. Nobody want to, are we truly betting on our young people? These your children. But I could tell you one thing, I bet you the leaders of various nations, because this doesn't just apply here to the in the Bahamas, they pick up the phone and call, and they say, this my daughter, this my granddaughter. They just come back to school, and they come back from school with this degree. They get the top internships, top-tier positions in various private and public enterprises with little to no experience. So is it just that we have this, it's who you know mentality? Another texter says, young people need to understand leadership don't come overnight. We had to pay dues, and they must do the same. Education is good, but wisdom comes with time. My God, I thought that's something they tell me too. Y'all think everybody who old wise? That's the question I really have. If we think that wisdom comes with age, because I've talked to a lot of older persons who are not very wise. Wisdom comes in when you seek knowledge and apply that knowledge. When you look at the experiences of others that others have gone through. When you understand the history of where you've been. And you understand the sacrifices that were made for you to get there. So that you don't repeat some of those same things that got us in the position that we're in today. So is every older person wise? And is every does that mean you don't you have a lot of young people around here, but you wouldn't consider them wise? Texter, I have to disagree with you there. I really have to disagree with you there. Another texter says, I work two jobs to send my daughter to school in Canada. She is back now, and the system wasting her. Sometimes I feel like I threw away my money. My God. You send your daughter all the way over there, maybe on Prince Edward Island, because I know that's where a lot of my friends went, a lot of Bahamians in Canada. If they're not in Toronto, a lot of them are on Prince Edward Island. Getting, matter of fact, many of them I know didn't come back, didn't bother to come back. But obviously this Texas daughter wanted to build her country. Everybody don't want to be in Uncle Sam country or down cross over there in Canada. A lot of us want to build our Bahamas. I always say, if I could take foolishness from everywhere, I could take it right here home. Because I ain't going over there to take no foolishness. I could build my home, the place of my birth. I'm going to make this a better place for the generations to come after me, that come after me. My husband say, baby, you sound like you want to be a martyr. I said, what you mean I want to be a martyr? He say, are you ready for the sacrifices that it takes to be a martyr? Because he say, every generation, there's a martyr. That may be one or two or few. But I feel like And me and him, we sat, we had this conversation, and I say, baby, what you mean? He say, are you willing to sacrifice yourself? Because the things that you're saying, the stance that you're taking, people, a lot of people, people in positions of power and authority are not going to like it. He said, baby, you sure you want to be a martyr? And I paused. And I've been thinking on that. I've been dwelling on that. Where are the martyrs of our generation that really is saying enough is enough? We heard the caller call in, the professor, and say, listen, y'all don't have to wait on these people to give nothing to y'all. Take it. Under our constitution, you can organize, but guess what? They ain't letting us know that. They refuse to make civic education mandatory. We want, in certain instances, and a lot of people may be offended by this, but your children should be learning the books of the Bibles in Sunday school. In your households, in the Christian households that we say we operate. But we depend on the educational system to teach these things. Dwight, these taxes is something else. They say I sound like a certain member of parliament whose name I'm not going to call. My tax to come on. That's a good woman. That's a good woman. As far as I know, that's a good woman. But are we truly prepared to rise up? Are we truly prepared to make a difference? There's another text that says, I think the older generation has experience, but the youth have the innovation. If we put the two together, the Bahamas could actually move forward. This ain't a fight, you know. This ain't a us versus them thing. This is a how can we work together. Listen, you all are important to us. We need to know what happened. We need to know our history. We need to know on whose foundation we stand on. We know the sacrifices that our parents and grandparents made for us to get here, for me to even be in your homes now, on your radios, on your TVs, wherever you are listening to from, on the family islands. We know the sacrifices that it took before we could have even started the conversation of modernizing the Bahamas. We're not fighting that. But we're saying it has to be a blend. It has to be a seamless transition to say that, yes, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he should not depart from it. That's what you all say. That's what you all tell us. That's what we learn in Sunday school. But you don't believe in the training and the knowledge and the wisdom, I should say. Because many of our parents were undereducated. Thus, them realizing the importance of education and sending their children off to university so that they can earn more and do more. This next text says, I don't even vote anymore because no matter who gets in, young people are never a priority. Same promises every election. Y'all go tell your MP. But it ain't a matter of not voting, you know. It's not a matter of not voting. How many of us are prepared to say we have a group of young people that we believe can move this country forward in all these political parties? Because I always talk to my PLP friends about it, my FNM friends, my independent friends. How many of us, and it's a reason why I have Wally constantly playing every time we go to commercial break. We keep waiting on the world to change. When was that song written? It say one day our generation is going to rule this population. But we keep waiting on the world to change. It's hard to beat the system if you're standing at a distance. I always tell my friends when they come to me complaining, I said, if you don't plan to get involved in one of these organizations, because you got to change things from the inside. Oh, trust me, plenty of them don't like me, and I could care less. Because I stand on the principles that God has placed something in my heart. He's placed a desire in my heart to see something greater, to see something better in the Bahamas. But Carla, go ahead. What say you?
Yes, Gabby, that's your name?
Yes.
Yeah. Professor Thompson said the right thing. You have to organize. Persons of my age can assist. I have a wealth of knowledge, right? And I would like to pass it on to the younger generation and ensure that they take the country forward, because it will do me no good to take to the grave.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do is organize ourselves. And I'm prepared to wait for the younger people, because Sir Lyndon became Prime Minister at 37.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we saying? You're saying that we can't have a 30-year-old Prime Minister, a 35-year-old Prime Minister?
And 35 is middle age? Because the average age, the average life expectancy in the Bahamas is around 70 years old. 70, 74. So when you're talking about a 35, 36-year-old, you're talking about a middle-aged man and woman.
Already, yes. You basically would have lived half your life, life expectancy. So I agree with you 100%. You know, you get organized. I'm prepared to give all that I have in terms of the experience that I gained over the years by working in the public sector. And first of all, being a police officer for some 11 years. That was my first job. Discipline, the key word. Come, organize yourself, get together, and get it done. I'm prepared to work with you.
Well, could you do me a favor and leave your contact with the producer so we can get together and really talk about some things? Because I'm tired of the state. I'm tired of the cycle. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a difference. I'm tired of talking to my leaders. Talking about on all the political divides. I've spoken with many of them. Cross-sector, I have friends on both sides. And you speak to them. And they say, yeah. And then in their actions, they say, don't tell me you love me. Show me you love me. And in their actions, I don't see
show
the
me
love.
A keyword.
Show me in what you invest your
actions
money in.
Actions speak louder than words.
As a parent, you love your child. You show your child how much you love them by the amount of investment you put to go in. You know what it is for a single parent, or even a family, to take out student loans to send their child off to university, and they don't love them?
Yeah, for the most part, the young people come back saddled in debt in terms of finances. So if you are saying that they are not ready for prime time, they can't be permanent secretary, undersecretary, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why they can't?
Oh, boy, and I talked about
simply
that.
Because we want to keep the status quo? No.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for change. Change got to come. Change is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
As you fully aware, the world, you got artificial intelligence. You got all kind of stuff going on, right? For instance, most of my generation don't have the ability to even interact at certain levels, right? So what are you talking about? Some literally can't operate a computer. Listen, we got to get with it. I agree with you 100%. I'm prepared to work with the young people. I'm making that statement clear. That I am prepared because I got grandchildren 19, 20, and the like. And so they will have a future. So I'm in a position now to help arm the next generation to take the country forward, to be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, forward, upward, onward, together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. But leave your number with Wally, and we'll definitely be in contact. And if Dr. Thomas, if you're, I believe it was Dr. Thomas, Professor Thomas, if you're listening, could you call back in and leave your number with the producer? Because we need to get together. There is a generation out there in all political divides, and this isn't a partisan thing, that is serious about and hungry for information. Hungry to understand their constitution and the laws of this Bahamas, that is ready to be disciplined and focused. But all they're asking is, are you going to teach us? Is somebody going to sit with us, mentor us? Mentorship is all we're asking for.
Yeah, I'm prepared to do all that I can, all within my power. So I will leave my number with the producer, and you could be free to call me at any time.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, and continue the good work.
All right, thank you. So, I am so elated to hear the amount of persons that say, we ain't fighting against y'all. We ready. So this leads back to the question earlier. Is there just a group of power-hungry men and or women gatekeeping, holding on to this and saying that we ain't giving y'all, we can hold on to this as long as we can? Caller, go ahead. Caller, you on the air?
Yeah, the producer apparently accidentally hung me up.
Okay, no problem. One moment. Let's read some more of your texts. Please also note, we have too many insecure, broken persons and leaders from birth in our workplace. Many of our people in government and private sector are incompetent, and they do not want secure, competent people around them to show them up. Boy, one of my good friends, very learned friends, educated, undergrad in political science with a minor in PR, master's degree in international and diplomatic relations, frustrated with the system at Foreign Affairs, say he ain't got to deal with this no more. Because the level of incompetence coming from some of those PSs, DPSs, undersecretaries, and they are in a position where they are so comfortable. They are so comfortable because of how they got there to the levels, and they're untouchable. Because while general orders helps, is general orders also hurting the progression of the public service in this country? So now, when we're calling and we have this clarion call out for the best of the best and the brightest minds, we need you to come in and we need you to build. But guess what? You only could stay there as assistant secretary, something. A trainee secretary. That same friend I told you about, I think, stayed in the public service for 11 years in foreign affairs as a trainee secretary. Helped to write many of the pieces that took the Bahamas off the blacklist. Worked on many of those teams to move legislative agendas forward in terms of human trafficking and all these things. The people that you do not see that are in some of the lowest of the positions are really the minds and the brains and the organs behind this thing. But due to the limited opportunities and them being stagnated, they're leaving the public service in droves. Why you think we ain't got no teachers? Hundreds of teachers graduating, passing out every time. It's better to be a babysitter. It's better. Teaching in this country is like being a glorified babysitter. And it's better to be a babysitter. You can make more money anyway. Because teachers got families to feed too. We talked about the hospital and the struggle that the nurses are going through there. They're frustrated. I've been in there again today. The AC still ain't fixed. And I could beat this horse until someone fix it. My God, all sorts of sickness and disease throughout the hospital and in there, hotter than outside. It's a furnace. There are some parts of the hospital where the air condition is working, but there are too many areas where the AC still broke down. Fix it now. We're in the dead heat of summer with a potential hurricane traveling, a tropical storm, and no air condition in the hospital. So imagine if there was an emergency and we had to take all sorts of people to the hospital to bungle up in there. And now he, what we could do? Still rationing for medication. But we have successive leaders in this country. And are they truly leaders or are they just managers? Because there's a difference between managing and leading. A leader is one who what? Knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. That's what our good author friend says. But are they, do they know where they're going? Are they going anywhere? And are they willing to show the people that are coming behind them that this is the way? I've already cleared the path for you. Gabby F is not a failure. It's trying to figure it out. D is dumb and rather got an F. I rather get an F. That's a text on the line. Gonna read some more of your texts. This texter says, I had to start my business because no one would hire me in the position I deserved. Now the same companies who turned me down calling me to collaborate. Young people driving tech, all this technology that you're using in all these businesses, they're running tech, they're driving and building tech companies. All this online and social media platforms that you need to push your message out there into the public domain, young people built that. Mark Zuckerberg built Facebook when he was in college as something for him and his friends and for college persons. These were ideas in the prime of their youth. A lot of the mechanisms and programs that you're using now for the ease of business was built by young persons whose countries understood that we need the innovation to drive us forward. That's why a lot of young persons are now opting to open their own businesses, to become entrepreneurs. Honestly, because when you listen to some of the stupidity that you have to go through in these workplaces, I mean, some of the leaders are so pretentious because they were used to abuse coming up and they were used to people talking to them any kind of way. So they feel like they could do the same thing to you. And if you think that the millennial generation didn't put up with foolishness, check these Gen Zs now. They will no call, no show on you the next day if you breathe on them too hard. And I don't think it's for a lack of not wanting to work, but it's for the lack of respect that they are getting when they walk into these organizations and they opt to put their best foot forward. And you turn around and tell them, sweetie, you just reach. Oh, that's grime, I guess. You just reach, sweetie. You think because you've been off to school, I think a caller even tell me that. Say, you don't need no degree. You don't need no thing to understand this thing. And no one's saying that. But I think we're saying that we want to be valued and appreciated and included for the ideas that we have to revolutionize this society and solve some of the ills that we're having. Some of the ills that include but aren't limited to just crime and immigration. I want to get in some more of your texts, because the show is winding down. And I really need us to think on these things. I really, really need us to think on these points. And we're going to take the last break before we close out the show today. But I want to quickly get in some of your text messages. This text says, in church, they tell us we are the future leaders. But if the future never comes, when do we get to lead? I see the pastors, them having a breakdown now for leadership in these churches. My God, you done served the church for 50 odd years. We done celebrate your 50th pastoral anniversary. Who have you trained and groomed? Or only you feel like you was called? Only you heard the voice of the master. Where is the inheritance that you were told to leave? I guess you gotta die to get that one. This next tester says, honestly, I don't plan on coming back home after I finish school. Too much red tape, too little opportunity. Sad to say, but the brain drain is real. These are texters texting in. Texting in about how they feel. Their voices aren't being heard. So we're going to go to our last commercial break. And then we're going to wrap this up. I'm going to attempt to tie this in a bow for you. Because we have to organize ourselves. We have to organize ourselves to truly stop waiting on the world to change. This is Remark with Gabby, and we'll be right back.
Looking for your dream job in paradise? At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, we're hiring. And with over 200 positions available, we're confident you'll find your perfect fit. Whether you're passionate about keeping guests safe as a lifeguard, or if mixing up refreshing cocktails as a bartender is more your speed, there's a spot waiting just for you. Visit royalbeachclub@paradiseisland.com/career to explore openings and apply today.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Guardian Radio. This is Remark with Gabby, and we've had a great discussion today, and this discussion was just for us to pause, to be sober-minded. We heard a lot of texts. We had a lot of texts still texting in, and I want to really get to them before I wrap this up for us in the last 5 minutes of this show. Because this is the future of the Bahamas that we're talking about. Because thus we are and thus we shall return. Live you may, die you must. That's one thing we know we're going to die. We just don't know the hour. And when we go, what is the legacy that we plan to leave for these same people we say we love and we'll do anything for? You know, this evening we've heard a lot. We started with the parable of the talents. The master gave his talents to his servants, and only those who used and multiplied them were rewarded. The one who buried his talent lost everything. And that is the story echoing in the Bahamas right now. We've heard from young people frustrated coming home with degrees, but being told they need 10 years experience before they can even touch leadership. We've heard parents say they feel their sacrifices were wasted. And we've heard older voices reminding us that wisdom comes with time and that leadership isn't just handed out. And all of that is true. But here's the thing. The Bible says it's a man's gifts makes room for him. Our young people's gifts, talents, their energies, their innovation, they're not meant to stay buried in retail jobs they're overqualified for, or hidden behind closed doors in politics, or sitting silent in church pews while being told to wait their turn. Psychologists called it learned helplessness. When people feel that no matter what they do, it won't make a difference, they stop trying. That's what's happening in our young voters and professionals. They're checking out. Not because they don't care, but because they feel locked out. And when that happens, the whole country loses. Caller, this is the last few minutes. Go ahead.
No, hello. Hello?
Good day, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, Gabby.
You're live.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well. I'm calling to encourage you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, ma'am. You're live.
I'm calling to encourage you. Yours is a breath of fresh air.
Thank you so much.
And you know what? It's interesting. You keep talking about the millennium and the what is the other generation called?
The millennials and Gen Zs. Gen Zs,
would
yes,
you
ma'am.
Believe it? My daughter did her doctorate on that.
Wow.
And, you know, and I've been trying to understand what this means. But now hearing you talk, I think I'm getting I think I'm getting to the back of it as to what this is all about. But, my dear, be encouraged.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to talk with you personally, if I may. Okay?
You can leave your contact with our producer, Wally, and I'll call you sometime after the show.
Okay, will you tell them? Will
yes,
tell
I'll them I'll put you on hold right now for the producer.
Okay.
Thank you so much. So, if we think about it, it's like John Canoe. If the older generation said, only us can rush, and you know how important John Canoe is to us, and never let young people beat the drum or pace the costume, John Canoe would die. Instead, the young and the old work together, passing down the culture while letting fresh energy push it forward. That's what leadership, business, and politics in the Bahamas needs to look like. So as we close, here's the challenge. If you're a part of the older generation, don't bury the talents of young people around you. Mentor them. Open doors for them. Trust them with responsibility. And young people, don't bury your gifts either. Don't wait for permission to lead, create, or innovate. Find ways to multiply what you've been given. Even if it means starting small. Because if we continue to bury our talents as a nation, we'll always be waiting for our name to be called. And that call may never come. But if we use our gifts together, old and young, then truly the Bahamas will move forward, upward, onward, together. This has been Remark with your host, Gabby. Thank you so much for inviting me into your home, businesses, into the hospital. I'll see you tomorrow on Guardian Today with God from 12 to 2. Have a wonderful evening, Bahamas.